Good evening and welcome to the Village of Carmack's council meeting, agenda 25-19 for the regular meeting on Wednesday, October 2025. We call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. We have a motion to accept, we have an amendment to the agenda. It would be under correspondence. It would be a motion to receive leave of absence from Councillor Belmore as she goes through the process of becoming possibly an elected official for the Yukon government.
I'll make the motion.
Just an amendment.
Oh, okay.
To the agenda. And we have an in camera. The one is for labor and the other one is for legal. We have a mover to accept the agenda as amended.
We agree.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor? Adoption of the minutes for September 16, 2025. Does anybody have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Seconder?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Mm-hmm. Not seeing any delegations here. Correspondence. Yukon Community Services, NAMS Canada elected officials. Information provided to us. Yukon, thank you, Arbor Webster, community advisor, for the email.
It looks like a great workshop, and I like that it's available till March 31st, because right now, I'm like, there's too much going on.
Yeah, I would love to do this, but
I think so far it's just dorms, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can just give them one date, maybe next year, so they can schedule accordingly for 1.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometime in January or February would be great for me.
Okay. 5.2, as I mentioned, so do we have a mover for the motion to receive leave of absence for Councillor Belmore during the time the writ is dropped until the election is over? That'd be the time.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, do we have a seconder?
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you. Council activity reports. Councillor Mitchell.
I accidentally went to the EYC thing. I sat through a little bit of it. I was really enjoying it, but I felt out of place being that I didn't feel I was supposed to be there. So at lunchtime, I was. But when I was there, I was enjoying myself. I didn't want to leave. But when all other people left and you guys went into your voting, I didn't feel right to be there, so I left. That's all I have.
Okay. Councillor Wheeler.
Okay, well, I'll talk about the AOIC stuff after. And there's not much else for me. I will be away the first meeting in November.
Okay. My report, I'm just working on the hiring process for the CAO. We could talk more about that later in the meeting under new and unfinished business. That's all I have to report. Acting CAO, Prince.
Okay, for my report, The important date says next council meeting will be October 21st. For the project updates, so we have an ongoing project at landfill which will be taking over by circular materials. It's called Extended Producer Responsibility EPR program. So the village has received the draft master service agreement from Circular Materials and statement of work. The contract relates to the operations of the CarMax recycling depot under the new EPR program for packaging and paper products, and it includes the plastic material as well, small plastic materials.
Oh, well, right on.
The agreement covers depot operations only related to three Ps, like paper packaging and paper products and plastic. Compensation is set as a monthly fixed payment to Village of CarMax. The depot will collect paper packaging material from both residential and commercial, but the payment it's only for the residential. So the payment remains at the agreed monthly rate regardless of volumes, and this payment is included plus insurance, whatever we required. And this insurance, we are still talking through AYC with our insurance provider because it's all the same for all the communities. So they will come to an some point, like maybe next week. And yeah, so for the master service agreement, further details on the scope, obligation, and financial term will be revealed in camera as this is a contract under negotiation. So the next update is half funding housing accelerator fund grant policy. Through the recent half supported housing grant policy, the village had 5 to 6 potential residents, more actually. I just got today one or two
Wow.
show interest presenting up to 12 housing units new. Well, some projects are already in the development permit process. A few are preparing to apply for building permits. They already got their development permits. So others are still in design stage and will be applying for development permits once their plans are finalized. So village staff is actively assisting applicants with the required paperwork to ensure smooth processing through Yukon government. These applications and permits are key to meeting our reporting requirements under half funding for the units. So it looks like we will match our this year's targeted units, like well.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome.
And so next is scale project at waste scale project at landfill. SYG and Castle Rock are moving ahead on schedule. Construction and digging works are now underway, with the completion estimated at the end of October 2025. And there will be the trainings for the staff that will covered by village software installation and training on site, how we charge. And so we have to introduce new bylaw that I'm already working. So it will be all the pieces for the services and fees under one bylaw. And next is arenas. George and Jason have been working for preparing the ice surface for the season. Work is underway to have the arena ready for use on schedule.
When's the puck drop? When do they expect?
That you have to ask them.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So I just think I had time to visit the arena. So arena boilers, as I think last meeting we mentioned, budget plumbing has completed the main work. The boilers have been tested and are operational again. Some minor repairs are still ongoing, but overall the system is back in service.
Thank you, sir.
So next one is village office roof project. The community development fund application was unfortunately declined. Despite a strong submission with multiple quotes and reference letters from council members and our finance department, CDF staff recommend council consider completing the project through the village capital budget. On the positive side, after further contract outreach, new quotes are in 50,000 range. If it's bring down from the earlier quotes that we received, like 80,000 to 90,000 estimates, so this present an opportunity to complete the project more cost effectively.
Yes.
And the composting program at landfill, it's is expected, the Composting management plan is expected by day after tomorrow, October 3rd. Staff training is scheduled for October, starting 2 weeks. The date is not finalized yet. The facility is scheduled to begin accepting organics the next week of October 13th, with the signage and public notices to follow. Okay. And there was one more update regarding the street lights. So I reached to ETCO about our 10 new installation of the street lights around the village. They send us the quote, and unfortunately the payment never has been made. So we have to resume, or we have to talk to again the ETCO, and he will restart the project, as he didn't get any confirmation or payment, so they put it on hold.
So what happened this year?
Because he didn't get to me, he said he need to check his schedule, and because we just got his schedule back in February, like after 4 months, because I reached to him last November, December. So he said they will visit, they already visit the site, they know where it's going and installing, but I think they were waiting on the payment. So now he has to send me the new quote, as the labor and material might little bit increase in 1 year. So with the new code, we will make the payment and we'll go from there. Hopefully as soon as possible, but it's now harder than. Other than that, that's okay for my. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Prince on his report? You, Prince. Public Works General Manager report from Jens.
It's
Well,
for
from Keith,
so.
Keith Jr. Thank you, Keith Jr. This talks about the treatment plant flow rates. It's a normal arena. It's talking about the boilers.
The now functioning.
The now functioning.
I don't think I've seen that on a report for a while.
Talks about landfill, electric fence has been set up, compost area, collection system, manhole inspections. They talk about flush and key points in the collection system, reinstalled for frost lids for the winter, duplex operating with normal parameters. Just equipment. Talks about the Kubota here. It's stuck in turtle mode and has an appointment for service. Recycling. Old fire hall. No issues. New fire hall. No issues. Admin. Building was painted by Rugged Apprentices Group. Thank you, Rugged Apprentices, and all that were involved with Rugged Apprentices and their warm welcome to CarMax. I heard that they were very welcome, said it was one of the best spots they've been to. Workshop. Streets just says they're doing some road repairs. Some infrastructure and safety. Cool. Closed for the winter. I know that Bill was over there. I know he stopped to ask me a question about some of the pumps and stuff, so it looks really good that everything's put away nicely. Thank you to the crew for that. Yeah, thank you, Keith Jr. Bylaw report.
I do have
Yeah.
a maintenance kind of question. I was doing an art class at the rec center and saw the new offices. Are they going to be finished, or is it just the drunk? So I was like, oh, I hope it's not done like this.
Maybe it's
Yeah,
done
we
because
are still working on that because we had the vacation going on in public work, so we had
yeah, there
some
was a lot
time
going on.
this week because of hunting season. So it should be done
Okay,
soon.
I was just curious because I'm like,
And I think they moved in a
it's...
little bit, like
yeah,
in
before it was done.
the
Yeah, because they were getting kicked out. Yeah, I was like, oh, just bare drywall.
Okay, back to bylaw constable report. September details here. Just says dogs at large, 5. Aggressive dog complaints, 3. Traffic violations, unsecured loads, 3. Assist with the RCMP, 1. Public encounters, 8. Open space infractions, 1. Yeah, they are detailed to what they are. You want to have a read. Some of the highlights these has here, animal control increased to calls regarding dogs being nuisance at the large or large what or at large during the time of year, this time of year. One dog was killed on the Klondike Highway and the owner was notified. Yeah, it's very sad when animals get hit by cars. So it sounds like there has been a one dog surrendered through Whitehorse through the Humane Society. Saying business licensing. One complaint was received regarding a business operating in CarMax without a valid license. Upon investigating, it was confirmed the individual posed an inter-municipal license was in compliance. Traffic bylaw monitoring on secured loads traveling through CarMax continued. Visible bylaw enforcement presence was maintained when not engaged in animal control duties. Pictures. Thank you, Liam. Yeah. He has contact information on the bottom. If anybody need to contact him by email or phone. Moving on to finance report. What's that? You're doing it.
Okay, I have to pull it up here. So I finally attached like the expenditure summaries for August and September,
Okay.
which I missed in like end of August. And bank reconciliations, I can't do, I have to wait for the statements. But I have signed up now for online so that I can't have to, don't have to wait for the PayPal
Okay.
because I don't know when it's coming in. So income statement is attached. Property tax, we received, I think, two more what do you call it? Property taxes, yeah, from the resident. So one resident, she is finally paying up, like she's paying, I agreed to pay that she can pay in installments. So she's paid up to 2024. Now she only has to pay for 25. And then funding for the Youth Developmental Asset Program. I submitted a report and it's all approved. So we will get the second payment.
Well,
And then we received the funding for the first quarter for Canada Building Community Building Fund, CCBF. We received the full amount that we claimed for the pool. And for the so like for the landfill, it's kind of off. Is that a, in camera seeing the numbers? No, I guess no. Okay. So and payroll system upgrade, we are up to date now with our new punch in system, so everything should run smoothly on the next payroll.
okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Annette. Association of Yukon Communities, they represent.
Shouldn't be in there, right? All of us, yes, but not for the rest. We might need the motion to accept the check. Yes.
Okay, so sorry, Councilor Wheeler.
I'll make a motion to accept the check log for 2025-08-01 to 2025-09-30.
Seconder?
No, second.
All in favor? Thank you. Thank you for reminding us of that. Okay, so AYC Representative Taylor.
I did forward an email to council from AYC regarding, I don't even remember what it was regarding now because
I think what I
the Yukon labor market.
yes.
Yeah, you have
Yeah,
that.
so that stuff. Yeah. And then we had the annual board meeting. We got to listen to some candidates speak. Minister Mostyn said his final goodbyes. Then Ted Lakin, Corey Belmer spoke, as well as Lane Treasure was there with Colin Prentice. We had a presentation from Lindsay Ellis, who's the superintendent for RCMP. She was great. It was nice having her there. We were supposed to have Jordan there, Jordan Stackhouse, for election readiness stuff, but he did not come. And I could forward this to you guys, or if you're interested, here's all the information.
They got back.
I know, and I don't know why it's not double-sided. Because this is the expensive paper. But the big things are there was a bit of an amended budget, not huge. We approved an auditor to save some money. CTTS, the Community Training Trust Society, will now be through AYC instead of like a separate board. Like the money will actually be in AYC's money. So it'll be done a little bit differently. So they'll probably dissolve the CTTS board. The next meeting will probably be the end of November, but it might be like December 6th, probably the end of November. And then the AGM is either going to be April 24th to 27th or May 8th to 11th in Watson Lake. And then they discussed some joint letters that came from the Mayors and Chiefs Forum, the Community Safety Boundary Expansions Annual Animal Protection and Control Act. And that was about it.
2 days worth? The 2 days?
This was my day.
Oh.
Well, the whole morning was the speakers. The speakers were there until lunch.
Yeah. That's when I was there. Yeah, and like you said, the RCMP was awesome.
She introduced us to the new guys that are in charge of like the rural areas, and I did speak to them about the great members that we have here. I wanted to make sure that they're aware that we're very happy with who's here. Please don't let them go right away.
Yes.
And that's about it for AYC.
Okay. Councilor Wheeler. New and unfinished business. Housing grant policy. Yes, did you want to talk on what this
Okay, so we,
policy is going to represent for us?
as I mentioned in my report, that we are getting so many applications for the policy. So far we split into two when we introduced the policy into minor and major.
Yes.
But right now we got 12 applications for minor only and nothing for the major.
Okay.
And we are reaching out to the potential majors, but there is nothing from them yet.
Okay.
So the Jane Kepke, she just suggested that we move from major to minor all the money, so we can accommodate as many as minor, so all the residents will get, whoever applied for the policy and get their permits on time, so they get the policy on ground.
So you need an amendment to this policy.
Policy so that we reallocating budget from major to all to minor because
Okay.
we are already full with the 12 candidates for this.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this successful. So I'll make a motion to amend it to give the money, reallocate the money to minor projects.
There's nothing in the
So it doesn't mean that there's no money in the majors. She's just relocating some of the money that is all of
because it
it's
stuff
full.
looks like it will be more than full, but
Okay.
and then the next, it says the next intake,
yeah,
if
it'll be next
that's right.
intake when you get the money, when you
Okay.
reopen this again
That's just for this
for this
first one.
particular first one.
I'm just thrilled. It'll help us hit our numbers. So, do we got to make a motion?
Yeah, so the motion, Tara's making the motion. She's seconder.
I'll second
All in favor? Thank you. Gracias.
it.
Yeah, I'm still, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm happy. Oh, awesome.
Okay.
I didn't think we could do it.
Well, we still have more to
I know.
go. Just a start.
I mean, two more at least.
I've got someone working on something.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah.
I like your environmental site survey proposal for lot 127 VOC.
This is also under the HAF policy assessment. There is an initiative by Regine and Kepke, so it's
Yeah.
the work plan. So they have to do the study for lot 127
Yes.
first for the environmental, then for the groundwork later on.
Okay.
It will be for the housing stuff that they recommend in the plan.
Right.
So we are following, and the HAF funding will cover this.
But is this under minor or major?
No, this is
This is they allocate some of the money separate, so we will do the
Oh.
other initiative works that has to be done to
Yeah.
map the
That's separate from the
yeah,
one
what
they
she's
applied.
talking about. Okay.
So is this what Jane was talking about, or you were talking about, is there an amendment to a pricing list for some of this work, or that she's including this in 24? This is the work that she is doing before that, right?
No, it's in her, it will be outside her contract
Okay.
because it's the
That's right.
it came knowledge,
Okay.
not before the contract.
Okay.
But budget wise, we already budget this in the
Okay.
budget amount that we have left from our funding for this work.
So the pricing is 8,000 plus GST.
Yes.
And you need a motion to for her to.
That comes approved it because it's more than
That's right.
$5,000.
Okay. So the motion is to. One second here. Aperture Accounts or Consulting through Jane and Mark, or is it just Jane?
Just groundswell planning.
Okay, grounds. Okay. Motion for groundswell planning to go ahead with the work for the site of lot 127 at the price rate of 8,000 plus GST, for the required framework to get this development going. So the motion on the table.
I'll make the motion.
Seconder.
I'll second.
Okay, any questions? All in favor? Passes. Okay.
So the contractor might be calling some of you guys for the more information regarding the lot or different point of views.
Well, we can have them come here.
Yeah, it'd be better.
That would be ideal. Okay. Okay. Balanced biogas detailed design project summary. So this is what he's already done as a whole.
Yes, it this is what he's done, and he's submitting applications on behalf of us to Innovation Renewable Energy Initiative, Yukon government. We just need the reassurance that we are still committed, as the previous CEO was there and there was lag in between, so he just
So
want to reassure that council is still committed to this project.
he's just looking for continuity between changeover min and what the council's
Yes.
agenda is still the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the application that he submitted already. And he is doing some environmental work through his co-partner. And we just need to make a motion that
Yeah, and it says right in here, no cash contribution is being requested from VOC at this stage.
Just for him to continue the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't we already give
We
him
print,
the letter?
Kind of, but then Corey wanted to know what's included in this
yeah, so he
project.
gave all the
Yes. Yeah.
information. Yeah. Okay. So I don't necessarily know if he needs a motion to continue working. I guess the motion would be that Balanced Biogas continue working
Waste energy per pilot project.
This is for the
So this is for the biodigester and the gasifier and the whole all the everything that he is happening at this solid waste facility to come together with the green bins and everything. So yeah, so he's looking for a motion to just support him on continuing to get information and looking for money
on behalf of Philip.
on
Well,
behalf.
you know me, I'm all for it.
Okay,
I
so.
understand that. Just, when you got people coming in, saying how much this is going to cost to run, I'm just wondering if we got to talk to public again before, because you know me, I'm going to say move ahead,
So
and I'm going to get attacked.
in this work here that he's done, like he stated before, one of the systems drives the energy to use to power the other one.
That's right.
So, and possibly from what we understand, it could heat the building also.
I thought I could.
Yeah. It talks about all the 191 one yeah kilowatt hours of renewable heat annually. It's 1906 diesel offset.
He even wrote the motion for us. How nice of him. That's what we're going to request from all people that want, if they want anything from us, they have to write the motion for us. Okay,
The motion is there. We just need a move.
I'll move that we continue our partnership with Balanced Violet Gas by supporting the detailed engineering and business planning phase of the closed loop waste to energy pilot project.
Self-seconder.
I second it.
All in favor. That passes. Thank you. Balanced by yes. Okay. Circular material master service agreement. This is what Prince was talking about in his report. I'll let you go ahead and.
Yeah. Thank you. And circular materials will be just there doing all over the Yukon with all the municipalities this work. But the service agreement looks all different for every municipalities because all the municipalities done the recycling and landfill different by different operations. Like we run it like a depot, Haines Junction and Teslin, they do the door-to-door or curb pickup. So it's different for them. Master service agreement for us, it's just for the depot operations, covering labor cost, how much labor it will go for the PPR to collect only for residential. So, but I little bit include the commercial because we cannot differentiate between residential and we were not doing like that. We're just collecting from all the parties. Doesn't matter like residential.
The bag's a bag.
Yeah. But they circular material, they just want particular for residential. But we estimated it and throw them a number.
Okay.
Just through whatever we have in the budget and what's going on, and talk to the staff how much it comes with commercial. They have the list of different products like paper boards, mostly commercial, like but the cans and other bottle stuff is from the residential.
Yeah.
So we just come to a number with finance officer and give them the budget. And they said they will cover whatever amount in this agreement plus the whatever insurance go up with the insurance premium for this project. That insurance part is still we are talking with our insurance company.
Okay. Counselors have any questions on this?
So, because it was a lot to go through,
Yeah.
I just skimmed through it. It's a lot. It's a lot of legalese in it.
Yeah, so the legal
And contract.
part can discuss in camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the information. So, because
Okay, so let's move this to the next council meeting. Give some time to the counselors to go over this. We can have a chat in camera about the legal terms of what this is.
yes.
And yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm still scrolling.
When there's that much
It's
when there's that much reading, I start losing interest.
okay. So moving on here, hiring, I would say committee, but it's the hiring panels, council, mayor. It's basically who's available to be on the panel for hiring the CAO. So if you just let me know if you're interested.
Yeah, I'm just away that first week of November.
Okay, so I'll send out an email to you. Then you can, we'll just have it as a group so we can work out the dates. So then I can tell Elevator Yukon which days work best for interviewing. Dennis?
Well, last time we were all involved.
Yeah, no, I'm just obviously Corey Belmore, Councillor Belmore may not be available. And I know that Councillor Hansen said that she might not be available either.
I'll try my best. I wouldn't mind being involved.
Okay. I will
All depends, I guess, on dates and time.
let
Try.
Jordan know so that we're all in the loop. I shared the information with you via email last 2 or 3 days ago. So if you didn't get the email, let me know. I'll get you a package of it so you can review that. Yeah.
I'll take the package.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It'll be like this.
Is that the one that we got last time? Because I saw that one at home that I read through for a CAO hiring.
We'll move the question period here. If there's anybody in the gallery, not seeing any. Moving on to an in-camera session, you need a motion.
I'll make a motion to go in camera at 7:38.
Thank you, Minister Wheeler. Seconder?
How far can that?
All in favor?